I'm Alison Rowe, I'm head of region for the Big Lottery Fund in London. And yes, I thought the day was absolutely incredible, actually. I've been totally inspired, and it's just made me wonder what I've been doing all my life, really.
I'm quite annoyed to be a Generation Xer, not a Generation Yer anymore.
Yes. No, we're feeling a bit old today. But no, it's just amazing what these young people are doing and just sort of taking control of their lives and making a difference and just going out and doing something.
It was extraordinary, wasn't it? I mean, Laura and I were both saying we feel dead jealous because the opportunities are fantastic and the quality of the people that were here today. It's, you know, some of the negative things that people in the presentations were saying about how youth are perceived.
Yes.
It completely turns that on its head, I think.
Absolutely.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, I think it's really awful that, you know, teenagers are viewed in this kind of negative light, and in the media they're constantly spoken of negatively, and it just shows you today. I mean, just they've got so much to offer, and it's just about looking at what they can do rather than what they're not doing.
Yeah, that respect campaign I thought was really interesting, the way in which they're trying to take action on that and say, okay, let's try and do something about it. We'll take the responsibility for doing something, not expecting, you know, Ofcom or anybody else to do it. That they're going to say, right, we're going to have a petition, we're going to campaign. If we hear examples or see examples in the media, we're going to object. I think that's a really very powerful thing that they can do.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of thing is wonderful. Their attitude to it was great.
And I think that message kind of was a good theme throughout the day of kind of seizing the opportunity for yourself and taking the opportunity and doing something and not waiting for the opportunity to kind of fall in your lap because it's just not going to happen.
It's nice that they've realised that very early. I wish I had.
Yes, I wish I had too.
But also I love the way that they want to share their learnings with each other. That's really quite lovely and not something I would have expected. And I'm not down on teenagers at all. And by the way, I am still in Generation Y. Thank you, just about. But I wouldn't have thought that they'd be taking that sort of initiative and trying to teach each other. So is that something that you've seen a lot of?
Definitely. I mean, there was a guy that came up to the Big Lottery Fund stand, and he was talking about gangs and how gangs are sort of... how he used to be part of a gang, but he's sort of managed to move out of it, and he's now developed this project around, you know, sort of focusing on people who are at risk of falling into gangs or who are, you know, currently in gangs. And, you know, and it was just really, you know, the guy's just doing so much work. I thought, my God, you're so young yourself. And he's just doing it. He's going out and doing something about it. And, you know, and that's really the type of young person we want to hear from. You know, we've got some money, and if they've got some great ideas for projects, that's absolutely what we're here for. So.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's Jessica again. I was just going to say that what I found fantastic is everyone had come from such a diverse mix of backgrounds and education and all of that areas, geographic, cultural, social, and they all just generally the enthusiasm, and they all just got on and were so willing to kind of feed off ideas and bounce ideas off each other that it was just a wow moment. I mean, we were sitting next to each other just going wow and just listening to like Lucien and Andre and Babs, and you just think most fantastic speakers, life experiences which you couldn't even imagine having at age, and how we've got to all respect and listen to that because it is impressive stuff.
And when it comes from them, their voice is so powerful, you know, to hear it. You know, they might not have all the experience in the world or be the, you know, the maturest people, but actually their message is really powerful when it comes from, you know, their own experiences.
Definitely. It was a massive wow. And then when we had the four groups presenting at the end, I mean, it was fantastic to see them though, and actually to see the life that they brought to their ideas, because of course you read it on paper normally and it's assessed and the grants officers look at it, but to actually have them there with the emotion they put into it presenting their life to the to the audience, and then them getting the check, it was brilliant just to see their faces in real time.
And these ideas don't have to be, you know, amazingly developed, you know, and we realise when young people are putting things forward, they just, you know, it's an idea, it's a concept, and they want to develop it. So I think we want to help young people develop in that way, and so, you know, when a young person has delivered one of our projects, maybe that's helped them grow a bit more, and then they've developed the next stage. So yeah, it's very exciting.
Have you done a plug for Justin's event?
Oh no, go on.
Should we plug Justin's event? Justin, this is because we thought you were brilliant as the youngest speaker today. Thursday the 29th of July, 1 to 3:30, Justin is putting on a Get Inspired Youth Enterprise event at Fairfield Halls, Park Lane, Croydon. There we go, over and out.